This is IPR News Radio. I'm Candace Ledlow. The search for the oldest shipwreck in the Great Lakes has resumed. The team that believes it has found the wreck is moving ahead after closing a legal dispute with the state of Michigan. They're trying to prove that what they found in Northern Lake, Michigan could be a French ship that disappeared in 1679. Peter Payet reports.
It's been 30 years since Great Lakes exploration began searching for the Griffin. In fact, the original team has been at it so long, they're running out of time to see it through themselves. Jim Kaharski is one of the original divers on the team, but he's not in the water today because he recently had a heart attack. In fact, just one of the original divers, Kaharski's brother Tom, is in good shape for diving this week.
You know, time takes its toll, so yeah, we're all getting older. I mean, I was like 30 years old when I started this, and I'm 63 now, so yeah. It doesn't get any better, you know.
The group out of Dayton, Ohio, spent countless vacations up here, camping and combing the bottom of Northern Lake, Michigan. Their leader, Steve Liebert, lives in Virginia these days. Liebert says his interest in the Griffin goes back to junior high. That was when he first heard of the French explorer, Robert de La Salle, and his ship with a mythical animal carved on the stern, half lion and half eagle.
It was a figurehead to ward off evil spirits and to protect the ship. And they call it the Griffin.
The location of the Griffin has been the subject of some debate over the centuries. La Salle was not on the ship himself when it disappeared, and there's evidence he believed his crew betrayed him, sunk the ship, and made off with the load of furs. Liebert says when he started looking in Lake Michigan, he was criticized by people who thought the wreck was in Lake Huron. That's because it was said it went down among the Huron Islands.
But Huron Islands, according to Indian, meant wicked, rough and wicked, the term Huron. And so what that told me is that there's still a possibility that that ship could be in Lake Michigan.
So Liebert's group searched around the islands off the Garden Peninsula near Green Bay. And in 2001, they found a wooden beam sticking up from the bottom with a few pegs in it. Survey work done since then has started to outline the shape of something buried underneath it. Something that is curved like the hull of a boat, and close to 20 feet wide, which is the size of the object they're looking for. So now they're trying to figure out how long it is.
That's your sub-bottom profiler, and it essentially is just a big glorified fish finder.
Mark Holly is a nautical archaeologist.
What it's going to do is, you know how a fish finder will send down a cone of sound? This is actually going to send down a beam, and it's only going to be as wide as what you see there, so it's going to be about a foot wide beam of intense low-frequency sound, and with that you can penetrate and see up to about 100 feet into the lake bed.
With the device strapped on the back of the boat, they cruise back and forth over the area where they believe the shipwreck is. The information gathered on this trip will have to be processed, but if they're successful, they'll have a pretty good outline of whatever's down there. And at that point, Great Lakes exploration will be close to the end of what it can do with remote sensing equipment. Metal detectors might also help, since the Griffin was armed with guns and cannons. Other than that, the next step will be to get out the shovels and start digging. But that will require a permit from the state of Michigan, and this group has not been on the best of terms with the state. In fact, they've fought in court for most of the last 20 years. But Steve Liebert is convinced there's something important down there, and they'll soon demonstrate it's worth a look.
This location is not going to stay hidden for a lot of years. There'll be people coming in here, diving, dropping huge anchors, trying to plow the bottom. And if we don't get those permits to start excavation, that site can be destroyed.
But nothing quite like this has ever been done in the Great Lakes. And when asked what it might take to get a permit, the archaeologist on the team said he has no idea. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette.